Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. All right, consider this your trigger warning, Bruins fans. We're about to discuss the blown call that contributed to, some might say caused, the home team's loss to the St. Louis Blues last night in Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final. Referees missed a clear tripping of the Bruins' Nola Achari, and then this happened.
And Achari's hurt, stays down on the ice. David Perron gets open, trying to feed the puck to Bozak, scores! The Bruins all stare at the referee as the puck goes in the back of the net, and the St. Louis Blues on a David Perron bank shot have a 2-0 lead over the Boston Bruins.
That goal turned out to be the game winner as the Blues beat the Bruins 2-1, pushing Boston to the brink of elimination. To break down last night's game, I'm joined now by Sarah Rose Brenner of WBUR's Morning Edition. She's covered the Bruins and Red Sox for WBUR, and before that, for NESN. Sarah Rose, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you. I'd like to be here under different circumstances.
Yeah, I'd like to be here under different circumstances, too. But we got to start with that awful non-call, awful goal, mistripping call that led to it. I was actually in the garden, Sarah Rose, last night. Father's Day came early. I got a ticket to go. It was great, but then that moment was not so great. And I got to say, the crowd was furious. You probably saw people throwing stuff on the ice on TV. But what was your reaction? Were you throwing things at your TV?
I mean, I was shouting loudly. If I wanted to get a new TV, I guess I would have thrown things at it. I was absolutely flabbergasted, furious. There are not even words that I can say on air to describe how angry I was at that call. I mean, even Tyler Bozak, who tripped Achari, he stopped and he was like, oh, I didn't do anything. I think he was skating to the box.
He seemed ready to argue that it was a flop, right?
But
he assumed the whistle was coming and it didn't.
I mean, the players on the ice seemed to stop. It was unbelievable. Achari got taken out of the game and they were already short with the forwards. And it was just, it was embarrassing. And as a hockey fan, I'm embarrassed. As a Bruins fan, I'm mad. So today is terrible.
It was kind of two frustrating layers to it. There was the miss of the trip. And then I was also surprised that the refs didn't just blow it dead because he stayed down, you know, and then there was a few more seconds of play. But anyway, needless to say, the Bruins head coach, Bruce Cassidy, is also pretty frustrated by the way things panned out. Let's take a little listen to what he said after the game.
I mean, this has happened. I'm a fan of the game. It's the National Hockey League getting a black eye with their officiating this playoffs. And here's another one that's going to be talked about. I thought it was a great hockey game. That call probably, I mean, there's time, but it, you know, really made it difficult for us to get, you know, get the win tonight. So I'm disappointed, you know. So I guess to answer your original question, it was egregious.
Egregious, Sarah Rose. I mean, that's pretty strong language. And what we hear Cassidy saying there is this isn't a one-off. What's he talking about? What's been the status of officiating throughout the playoffs?
Yeah, he said this is another black eye because people have been talking about the refs for the entire playoffs and not in a good way, which I guess if you're talking about the refs, they probably made some bad calls.
Yeah, they never get compliments.
Yeah. You know, it started in the first round between the San Jose Sharks and the Golden Knights. In Game 7 of that series, the refs gave the Sharks this unwarranted 5-minute major. On that power play, they scored 4 times and they won the game and it ended the night's season. That was the first one, another really bad one. It was actually with the Blues and the Sharks, and the Sharks scored the game winner off of a hand pass, basically, which is illegal. It was like, it shouldn't have been allowed. It absolutely shouldn't have been allowed.
Yeah, soccer fans might be thinking of the Diego Maradona hand of God goal, right?
Yeah,
it was kind of this reenacting on the
exactly.
ice.
Exactly. But the NHL actually acknowledged mistakes in both of those things. They haven't said anything. They said they wouldn't comment on the missed call from last night, but I think they should apologize. I think it was equally awful.
All right, let's talk about one of the few bright spots, though.
Very
I mean,
before
the game even started, the crowd just went bananas for team captain Zdeno Chara because he was suiting up with what has widely been reported as a broken jaw as a result of taking a puck to the face in the prior game. He's got this big rigged up mask. He looks kind of like Wes Welker in the old bubble helmet. And he's playing anyway. And this is what the crowd showered on Chara as he was introduced last night.
On defense, in his 21st season, from Tennessee, Slovakia, number 33, Zdeno Chara!
So, Sarah, I gotta say, I was torn in this moment. And again, I was in the building. It was emotional. It was exciting. I'm really impressed by his toughness. He's 42. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. And yet I also kind of worry about the message it might send. I mean, we're in a moment in sports, too, where we're trying to get players to, you know, be more sensible and safe and to speak up when they're hurt and take themselves out when they shouldn't be playing. I mean, how do you look at Chara playing last night?
I mean, it's like you said, it's a mixed bag of emotions if you're a Bruins fan because it's so exciting. He's the captain. They need him. You know, when he looked like he broke his face and he was never going to come back. So to see him on the ice last night in a game that we all thought was not, it's not a must win, but it was really, you know, it's the momentum game. It was going to give it whoever won the lead. Wish it was the Bruins, but it wasn't. So it was great that he played. But there's this thing in hockey where, you know, it's like a tough guy mentality. You have to stay on the ice. Bruins fans will never forget in 2013 when Gregory Campbell blocked a slap shot. It broke his leg and he stayed out on the ice for the penalty kill. It was amazing and it will go down in Bruins history. But it also, yeah. It's the same thing. It's just you're playing with an injury. It's bad for your body. Who knows what the long-term consequences are. So it's just, as a hockey fan, it was really, really awesome. And I was so excited. But as like a human being, I wonder, like, you know, what happened to Char's brain when he got that puck to the face? Who knows? And who knows, like, what the long-term impact of him playing again last night will be?
Looking ahead now, Sarah Rose, Sunday night, we've got Game 6. Their series shifts back to St. Louis. The last time the Bruins went out for their first game in St. Louis, it was great. It was 7-2. Do you think we're going to get a reenactment? Are we coming back here to Boston for Game 7 next week?
I mean, I think we're going to come back. I think the Bruins are the better team. I think there isn't really any reason that they should lose this game, barring bad officiating. I think they're going to win. They are the better team on paper and on the ice. And I even think they were the better team last night.
I'd settle for 3-2 or, you know,
2-1.
I'll
take 1-0.
Anyway,
I don't care. Whatever it takes to get back to the Garden, just give me that.
That's Sarah Rose Brenner of WBUR's Morning Edition. She's covered the Bruins and the Red Sox for WBUR and before that for NESN. Sarah Rose, thanks for your analysis.
Thanks, Cal.
Stay with us. Coming up, a new staging of Lorca's Yerma explores a woman's obsession with her one desire, having a child. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.